You're listening to SBS News.
When the COVID hit, they saved me because here I'm having a second opportunity. Last year when the COVID hit, I was 5 months unemployed. So they actually managed me to put back me on the market to pay my bills.
Bruna Bringle is a 27-year-old chef from Brazil who lost her restaurant job when Sydney returned to lockdown. She's among a diverse team of 600 mostly casual workers employed as cleaners during the pandemic. Her job includes cleaning high-traffic areas like Sydney's iconic Bondi Beach as part of her daily rounds.
We clean all the handles, all the bus stops. We clean the trash cans, the rubbish bins, anything people might touch it, and give out free masks on the street as well.
She works in a team for Badi Mahabat, a refugee from Liberia in West Africa and a follower of the Baha'i Faith. He founded Alinga 6 years ago as an extension of his casual labour hire business, offering jobs to refugees and migrants.
I guess it's a combination of our religious background and also the experiences we've had with the Australian community and government to try and want to give back to people here.
He says keeping essential workers safe on their daily commute is challenging, with new exposure sites listed each day.
Trains are a major part of the strategy by Transport for New South Wales in protecting commuters. And in the last 12 months alone, we've cleaned and sanitised more than 2.6 million carriages.
But with so many workers transitioning from other sectors, the union says risks need to be managed. The United Workers Union says a recent survey conducted of New South Wales school cleaners found 66% reported they had insufficient time to clean areas required of them. 60% of those surveyed said they had to work without adequate personal protective equipment. Lyndall Ryan from the United Workers Union says every protection needs to be made available to cleaners.
It's a virtual army that moves around often early hours of the morning or late at night to make sure that the rest of us are safe. And their work is so unseen and unnoticed that people take it for granted. Cleaners need to be vaccinated. They should be first in the queue. And we're pushing for all essential workers to get the vaccination now.
With more exposure sites in shops and supermarkets, there are calls for retail workers to be fast-tracked too. The CEO of the Australian Retailers Association, Paul Zara, says vaccination rates need to be accelerated for retail workers.
They have put their personal safety at risk and they need to be vaccinated as a priority to ensure that we can contain this infection.
The New South Wales government says cleaners, including contracted cleaning staff, are considered for prioritisation in Group Phase 1A of the vaccine rollout as part of support staff for healthcare workers. In Australia since February, at least 10 million doses of coronavirus vaccines have been administered and 13.6% of the population has been fully vaccinated. Among OECD nations, the pace of the country's vaccine rollout is the second slowest behind New Zealand. Badi Mahabat says strategies around personal protection are key to ensuring safety for his employees at Alinga.
Our staff are aware of the dangers of the role that they're doing. Essentially, it comes down to wearing the proper PPE, you know, whether it be gowns, N95 face masks, gloves, eye protection as well.
Bruna is already fully vaccinated and feels secure about keeping others safe.
It is making me feel safer as I clean out the city and the hot touch points. This is all right. After you have the PPE, after you know how to handle people, I feel really safe. It makes me very proud to actually help the community to get back on track.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.